For CRI, I'm Alexander Orcott. China's top political advisory body is scheduled to conclude its annual session later today. Several draft documents are set to be submitted for review to the closing session of the 12th National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference. The documents include a draft resolution on the work report of the Standing Committee of the CPPCC National Committee. Chinese President Xi Jinping is calling on the country's armed forces to courageously assume their responsibilities in safeguarding China's national sovereignty and interests. Xi Jinping has made the comments while sitting in on a meeting of the People's Liberation Army delegation at the ongoing legislative sessions in Beijing. Xi Jinping, who is also the chair of the Central Military Commission, is also calling on the armed forces to be firm in faith and loyal in mission. Malaysia's Air Force chief is denying media reports the missing Malaysia Airlines flight may have turned back and made its way into the Strait of Malacca on the opposite side of Malaysia. But while the search of the missing flight is still mostly focused in the Gulf of Thailand, the Strait of Malacca has since been included in the search grid. Meanwhile, the head of the US Central Intelligence Agency says they're not yet willing to rule out the possibility of a terror link to the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines flight MH370. CIA Chief John Brennan's suggestion is running counter to comments made Tuesday by the head of Interpol. There has still been no sign of the flight, which disappeared off radar early Saturday morning while on its way from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Of the 239 passengers and crew on board, 154 are Chinese nationals. Ukraine's permanent representative to the United Nations has issued a new statement saying the forthcoming Crimean referendum on joining Russia is illegitimate under the Constitution of Ukraine. But in making the statement, Yuri Klimenko does say the authorities in Kiev are willing to enter into negotiations to resolve the political unrest in Crimea. Klimenko's comments come on the heels of a new declaration by the Crimean Parliament on Tuesday, which specifies that Crimea will become independent if some 2 million people there vote in favour of joining Russia in Sunday's planned referendum. A new round of mass demonstrations have been gripping Turkey through Tuesday. This follows the death of a 15-year-old protester who was injured in last summer's demonstrations in Gezi Park in Istanbul. The young man was hit in the head by a police gas canister during last year's demonstrations and fell into an irreversible coma. He died on Tuesday. The mass demonstrations which gripped Turkey last year began as a local protest in Istanbul, but later expanded into countrywide protests against the administration of Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who protesters accuse of corruption and trying to install conservative Islamic views on the country's largely secular youth. Lebanese President Michel Suleiman has issued a new call for the warring factions in Syria to avoid allowing their dispute to spill over into his country. The call comes after 4 rockets fired from Syria hit the outskirts of a Lebanese village near the border, wounding 3 Lebanese nationals. Suleiman has since told the Lebanese army to take all necessary steps to defend frontier villages. Lebanon has long been divided over the clashes in neighbouring Syria. Shiite Hezbollah and its allies back Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government. The Sunni-led opposition supports the rebels. This has led to sectarian violence against the different factions erupting within Lebanon itself. Michelle Bachelet has been officially sworn in again as Chile's president. The 62-year-old takes over from outgoing president Sebastián Piñera. Leaders from across South America, including the presidents of Argentina, Ecuador, Uruguay, Colombia and Peru, have attended the ceremony in Santiago. This now becomes Bachelet's second stint as the president of Chile. The head of the centre-left coalition, Bachelet, headed the country from 2006 to 2010. Bachelet took December's runoff presidential election with 62% of the vote. She has taken office on a 3-pronged pledge to create free education in Chile, overhaul the country's tax codes, to fund the new education strategy, and adapt a new national constitution. A former prime minister of Croatia has been sentenced to 9 years in prison on a corruption conviction. Ivo Sanader and 4 other members of his Croatian Democratic Union party have been convicted of siphoning money from state funds and companies to help bolster the party and their own personal wealth. In handing down the sentence, the courts in Zagreb have also ordered Sanader to return some 2 million euros worth of ill-gotten gains. Those are the latest headlines from CRI. I'm Alexander Orcott.